A few weeks ago, Mount Allison University announced its membership in a new club. The Sackville School is one of 10 Canadian universities to form the University Network of Investor Engagement, or UNIE, a coalition that will, as Mount Allison's VP Finance and Administration, Robert Ingalls, puts it, help schools collectively engage with companies in which they invest in the areas of environmental, social, and corporate governance, including engagement on climate change. The CEO of SHARE, a not-for-profit investor advocacy organization which is coordinating the UNIE, says Mount Allison and the other 9 universities involved are showing leadership in addressing the climate crisis. Nick Naus dares to disagree. Naus is a second-year student in philosophy, politics, and economics at Mount Allison and a second-year member of Divest Mount A, a group determined to convince Mount Allison's Board of Regents to divest their endowment funds from the fossil fuel industry. Naus is concerned that the move to join the newly formed UNIE is just window dressing, meant to detract from the fact that Mount Allison steadfastly refuses to divest itself from the companies controlling the world's remaining fossil fuel reserves.
It might sound good, like in the wording of it, how they're trying to use what they call shareholder engagement to reduce fossil fuel emissions. However, it's blatantly a public image campaign to make sure that they can look like they're being responsible in their investments. However, it's obvious that there's no teeth to this announcement. There's nothing that these institutions can do that will effectuate enough positive change in the fossil fuel industry that will ultimately have an effect on reducing carbon emissions.
Helen Yao is a third-year Mount Allison student, also in her second year as a Divest Mount A member. She doesn't buy the line that by joining UNIE with its focus on shareholder engagement, the university is showing strong leadership in addressing the climate crisis.
When we're looking at shareholder engagement with these fossil fuel companies, usually around like 1% of their budget is dedicated towards shifting to sustainable energy. They're not equipped, nor do they have the political will to shift towards sustainable energy. And we have seen no evidence in the past that they had any inclination of doing so, even when their own researchers and their own scientists told them that their actions would have significant consequences on the climate. But what we have seen is that they have funded misinformation campaigns, they have lobbied governments, they have continued to do things that secure their own profit.
Naus points out that two of the other universities involved in UNIE, Concordia and the University of Victoria, have already made partial commitments to divestment. That shows, he says, that this new network is not an alternative to actual divestment.
It's important to realize that it's one thing to be an institution to acknowledge that fossil fuel divestment is necessary, commit to it, and then also say, okay, well, we're going to try to push for better environmental, social, and governance factors in our investments, which is a blanket statement. And then to be an institution like Mount A, which refuses to divest, and then claim that this new network will effectuate positive change.
But how much does Mount A invest in fossil fuel heavy industries anyway? Every year for the past 4 years, Mount Allison has disclosed a list of its endowment fund holdings. The university invests in pooled funds and not individual companies, so it's difficult to say at any one time how much it owns of, say, Google's parent company, Alphabet. But in its holdings report, the university represents the value of the proportion of the stock or bond as if it was owned directly by the university. The last report like this was issued for December 2019. Divest Mount A took that report and cross-referenced it with something called the Carbon Underground 200, a list put together and maintained by FFI Solutions, which identifies the publicly traded companies with the most coal and oil and gas reserves according to their potential for their carbon emissions. Nick Naus did the math and found that about $7.5 million of Mount Allison's endowment fund was invested through pooled funds in some of the biggest owners of fossil fuel reserves in the world. That's about 4.6% of the total endowment fund, says Naus, and it's been in that ballpark for the past 4 years. Naus says it makes both ethical and economical sense to move these funds away from companies sitting on carbon reserves.
Fossil fuel divestment has gained a lot of momentum, and it's only going to increase. You're only going to see more institutions and funds be divested in the coming years. So it actually does make perfect financial sense for Mount Allison to divest our funds from fossil fuel companies now, preferably yesterday, while we still can. And so whenever they try to say that, oh, well, we don't know what's going to happen, well, I'm pretty sure we can all see in the grand scheme of things what's going to happen. So it's only a matter of time before they realize it is only the right financial, social, and ethical thing to do.
Some have argued that a good portion of the fossil fuel reserves owned by private companies is actually unburnable carbon. It's a factor acknowledged even by one of the world's giants in fossil fuels. In 2015, the chief economist for BP, Spencer Dale, wrote that existing reserves of fossil fuels discovered at the time would produce nearly three times the amount of carbon emissions that scientists had agreed should be our maximum, which will raise global average temperatures by 2 degrees centigrade.
For Mount Allison to continue its so-called engagement with the fossil fuel industry means, really, that they want to keep putting money and resources into engaging with the companies. And they want to justify this engagement by using the language of environmentalism and sustainability.
This is a problem, says Yao, because the university's responsibility should not simply be to maximize return on its investment, but rather to exist ethically and sustainably.
Our universities shouldn't be run like simply profit-making institutions. We have to take into account factors such as sustainability or ethical investments and so on. And we think it's important for the Board of Regents that if they were to claim that they are a climate leader, which they seem to be inclined to label themselves this way, to actually commit their money and their power and their privilege towards shifting Mount Allison and the greater community towards sustainable investments.
Yao says that the Mount Allison climate change strategy so far has focused on small steps and individual actions when something much more substantial is called for.
They've kind of framed climate change as an issue of individual merit and of incremental change, when in reality, when we're looking at how much time we have left to kind of shift to a sustainable economy and to build a sustainable future, we do not have the luxury of the incremental changes that Mount Allison is proposing.
Instead, what Divest Mount is calling for is full fossil fuel divestment within the next 5 years.
The only way to rid universities' complicity in the climate crisis is to completely and utterly remove all attachments Mount A has to the fossil fuel industry. It's the only solution that we can take to fully align with the IPCC protocol.
This Friday, Divest Mount A and other divest groups across the country who are part of Divest Canada will meet with the parent group of the new UNIE network, the Shareholder Association for Research and Education, or SHARE. Next week, CHMA hopes to bring you more on that meeting, plus some reactions from Mount Allison University. Congratulations are in order for